Today's podcast is sponsored by Lyft, specifically those of you who want to be a driver for Lyft, because you could make an extra $500 as a Lyft driver. If you're in between jobs, looking for some extra money, or trying to save up for a new business venture, or maybe a vacation this summer, or just looking to put some extra money in the bank, you could be a driver for Lyft. The ride-sharing app that lets you be your own boss, pick your own hours, and earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car. There's so many great reasons to become a driver for Lyft. Sure, there's other ride-sharing apps out there, but Lyft treats the drivers so well. It's one of the most flexible ways to make extra money anytime from nearly anywhere. All you need is a car. Lyft drivers can make up to $35 an hour, and getting started is just a tap away. Drive mornings, nights, weekends, whenever you want. Flip into driver mode and start making money. Plus, Lyft drivers earn tips right through the app, and they add up fast. And you don't have to wait days or weeks to get paid. You can cash out instantly once you've made $50 thanks to Express Pay. It all adds up. Driving with Lyft is super flexible and allows you to keep 100% of your tips and is always there when you need some extra cash. So sign up today at Lyft.com/RHAP. Right now, Lyft has a special offer for our listeners. You'll get a $500 new driver bonus if you complete 100 rides within 30 days. Go to Lyft.com/RHAP so you can start making extra money and get that $500 new driver bonus. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. That's Lyft.com. That's Lyft.com/RHAP. Lyft.com/RHAP. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back once again to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, December 20th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. Straight. The same old news makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
News. You know, without Tyson's, grunts, That intro isn't nearly as powerful and strong.
That's true. I also thought that same thing.
It sounds hollow, like ash in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yes, or I guess in my ears. Would
like
be.
There's no sustenance
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, really. Substance? It's like eating a piece of bread without all the meat and cheese in between.
Yeah, you got to have that meat.
It's just not great.
You got to have it. You got to have it. All right, Tyson and Danny versus Tyson. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Rob, like always.
Yes. Good to hear.
Saw that you were wearing a maroon sweatshirt, so I put on a maroon hat so that
yes, we're
color
matching.
Coordinated.
Maroon Brothers, that's right.
Maroon Brothers. Maroon 3, the Maroon 3.
Maroon
right
3. Danny, I know that you have a exciting new way to humiliate reality stars. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I have nothing maroon to wear.
Yes.
I have a maroon wetsuit nearby.
Ooh. Perfect. Put it on.
Put that on.
Danny, can you share your exciting new way to humiliate the reality stars?
So when Tyson wins the Powerball, which is something he talks about incessantly, right? So when he does win the Powerball, we're going to take a huge chunk of that saving. Most of it. And what we're going to do is we are going to create the most ridiculous products, right? Like the shake weight in that kind of arena.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find Instagrammers / reality TV stars who still want to make money. And we're going to get them to promote it on their Instagram. And the whole purpose is to make it look like it's a real product, like certain teas that give them diarrhea, shake weight like devices, things that, like human blinders that they're for horses, but they're for humans to help you concentrate. It's just stuff like that. And I think that we're all going to have a good time, but it all depends on Tyson winning the Powerball.
No, I don't even think we have to wait. I think that we can get really humiliating stuff going on. And I think that we could just pool together $100 and and then we need to create
$100.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to create some sort of Joey Rodriguez, fake account, and then be the person who is just going to different reality people and offering them $100 to promote these crappy products.
That's a good idea. That's a genius idea.
Yeah. Join an influencer network or whatever it is that Instagrammers use to connect with people who give them brands to promote. And who cares? We'll just give it to desperate Instagrammers and we'll just humiliate them because that's what social media was built for.
Tyson, I'm in on this. Are you in on this? Are you in for $33?
I'm definitely in on this, dude. $33.33
Yeah.
I'll pay 34 cents to get us up to the even 100.
Yeah, maybe we could just get a listener to be the person. Maybe we don't even need to create the fake account. We can just get one of the listeners that people won't, you know, they won't recognize their name. They could be the person approaching the reality stars. We'll come up with the product, and then one day you'll just see a reality star on Instagram promoting the product that we come up with.
I think you have to make the product, you have to create an Instagram account for the product.
Okay.
Okay, boy. We can do that.
Okay, yeah. All right. So if there's somebody who wants to assist us with this, and Tyson, I know the perfect target for the first $100 reality star.
And they have a good enough following that we can start selling.
She's got a good following. I think she may have been on your tribe in Blood versus Water. I think that I've got a really good person that we could go out to with product number one.
Okay.
What is our product?
We
need some ideas for that too.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be insane.
Yeah, but it has to have. You have to be able to look at it or at least hear the description of it and think, okay, I could see why people might want this, right? It can't be too crazy.
No, it could be crazy.
You want it. You want to look at it and be like, why is this a product? Like sock warmers.
Sock warmers.
Like, yeah, okay. So you wear these. They're socks that you wear over your socks.
Yes. All right.
Let's see something like that where you look at it and you're like, there's no need for this product at all. You could just wear thicker socks or that was just off the top of my head too, yeah. Believe it or not.
I think we could go like more embarrassing sock warmers.
How about like, we'll call it the golden shower, and it's a shower gel you use to give you some extra sheen to your hair, right? No?
Yeah.
Or how about Tyson's special bottled water? And then what we do is we have people, you know, pitch this, and then we show you filling up your bottled water in dirty puddles outside on the street.
Yeah.
That's very elaborate.
I'm just, you know, we're brainstorming here.
Yeah, we are brainstorming. It's got to be so ridiculous that everybody, including the person themselves, they're ashamed that they're doing it. It's got to meet that line where they feel shame that they're sharing it, but they can't say no to the $100.
Yes.
By the way, this I've just got an idea. How about the road trip poop bag? It's a bag that you carry in the car when you don't want to pull over and stop.
Yeah,
and you can poop into it.
Well, yeah.
And
Danny,
this is inspired by astronauts.
Yes,
so,
I think you're getting ahead of us because our top story at this hour, is a contest which is being put on by NASA. That the astronauts are struggling right now because there is no way currently for astronauts to survive days on end in the pressure of space in a spacesuit without a way to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And Danny.
Can I just say I did not look at our Google document here when I created that segue.
Yes.
I was inspired. Like, you mentally reached out and bridged the gap.
No.
No?
God or aliens are what bridged that gap. You were just the vessel.
I'm always just been the vessel that other people put themselves into.
Yes.
So get this, Danny. There's a contest that a $30,000 prize is going to be awarded to the person who can help NASA, Tyson's friends at NASA, mm-hmm. crack this nut, which is the problem of how do you go to the bathroom when you are trapped in a spacesuit for up to 6 days.
Now, Rob, I should warn you, I just finished a book that deals with this problem. It's called Packing for Mars.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say it's called Dune.
And my idea for the road trip poop bag actually came from early NASA. Yeah. That's a joke between me and Tyson. NASA.
Yeah, and we'll never. Divulge.
And
the
what you used to do, like early astronauts used to poop into this bag that had an adhesive, so you had to just aim perfectly, right? And you'd poop into the bag, and then that wasn't even the worst part. After you pooped into the bag, you would have to sprinkle this anti-germ stuff and mix it in with your poop. because the bacteria and all the gases created would make the bag expand, and then it would it would pop inside the space capsule, and then you'd have little specks of poop floating around.
Right, and this is an especially dangerous problem for the astronaut who is sort of in this self-contained space.
Yeah,
and they could get sick and even potentially die from this.
Well, that's not even the worst.
Die from poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you get sick. Then they created like a garbage disposal with you would poop into this thing that had spinning blades 6 inches away from your business. But the problem with that one is it created a fine poop powder that then drifted throughout the space capsule. So pooping in space is hard. And if the finest minds of our generation can't solve this, what chance do we have?
Yeah.
Just us three.
And this is specifically in the spacesuit. So this
is more complex.
Yeah, this is to solve the issue of that something has gone wrong on the spaceship and that the astronauts need to be in, like, the spaceship has depressurized.
Oh.
They need to put on the spacesuit for up to 6 days. And so what do you do about going to the bathroom in the space suit, Tyson?
First of all, if it's just a 6-day trip, I feel like you're going to have travel constipation.
You think, hold it.
So, yeah, you're going to be fine for 6 days.
Yeah, I mean, I've held poop for five.
Yeah, anytime you get on a plane to go somewhere, you're automatically not going to poop for like 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, travel poop.
Yeah.
First travel poop could be brutal.
But what if you have to?
What if you, like, at gunpoint, somebody's forcing you?
Right. I mean, that you probably could have some sort of, you know, space related constipation issues, which, again, we should sort of put that on the back burner for possibly the product to have the Reality Stars promote.
Okay.
But that it's a very dicey proposition to say if by some chance you are not constipated, you will die.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, here's what I think. We've all read the book Dune. And we've all seen the movie Dune starring Sting, the musical artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have those suits that the poop gets converted back into drinking water. Mm. So, like, if you could dehydrate the feces somehow, I don't know. Because it all has to be self-contained in the suit, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the issue.
I know.
That's the problem. I mean,
I know. You got to have, like, a poop chute. You know how, like, the old-timey pajamas have the flap?
Right.
You don't have the flap, but you have a connection where you can connect a hose, a vacuum hose, that as you're pooping, it just kind of vacuums it out of your butt for you and stores it somewhere.
Okay.
Even if you used like a dust buster, but the dust buster is a poop dust buster. Oh,
poop
my
dust
God.
Dust buster.
Yeah. And then you're just like, you know, you like plug it in between your legs and turn it on. It's like, and you poop and it sucks it out.
That's kind of what they do right now. But what if they rerouted your rectum to the front of your body?
To your mouth.
Just, some sort of like human centipede type thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, just it's so inconvenient back there. It's so hard to see what's going on. What if they could rechannel the
bioengineer.
Rectum, bioengineer and put your bunghole like somewhere more accessible, like your nipple or something like that.
I think belly button so you're still symmetric.
Yeah, and the belly button kind of looks like one. You could even kind of sew it and do some cosmetic surgery to make it look more like one.
Yeah, because you want your belly button to look more like a butthole, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, you might, just because a lot of people get creeped out when things don't look like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So just to give them a homey feel, like this is what it was like on Earth, make their, their belly button look like a bunghole and then reroute the rectum. I don't know.
Yeah, that's helping in the spacesuit, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is why. This is just solving one of the problems. One of the problems is that it's so inaccessible, that back door.
Well, you're flipping around the wrong way. Why don't you go straight down between the legs, Danny?
Okay.
You keep turning around like you're looking at your butt, but what you got to do is you got to just dip down forwards and plug your poop.
But again, I think that, you know, I don't think it necessarily matters where the cavity is. You're in a spacesuit.
Yeah.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, yep. Rob, you're not letting me finish. Like, let's say you can pull your arms. I know you can't, but let's say they built a spacesuit that you could pull your arms through, you know, like when you're cold and you want to, you know, put your arms in your sweater, you can do that in your spacesuit, and then you can get access to this area,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that they should at least try it on two or three different people or maybe some monkeys, reroute the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is just to have like this little hole they poo into, and then it's like there's a space in the gap in the spacesuit,
yeah.
and it fills up because remember that one of the biggest problems in space is radiation. And I think I read in that same book, Packing for Mars, that you could pack the space between the wall, outer wall and the inner wall of the spaceship with human poo, and it actually helped protect against space radiation. You could do the same thing to the spacesuit. It's just fill this tiny little layer in the spacesuit with poop.
Yeah, I was thinking that
it's
too.
It's a twofer.
You could have like a, yeah, so there's like this overhang thing that poops that there's a protective layer between your skin and where the poop goes. It's kind of like you know, like if a baby is walking around and it has like a extra giant load and the diaper starts sagging and they're still just like, oh, whatever, like just have like that, but like a even bigger pouch back there for multiple dumps. Because six days, let's say you're super healthy for some reason and you're going twice a day, that's, you just need 12 dumps.
And by the way, if you can give the astronaut explosive enough diarrhea, and I know this works because I've seen it happen with babies, is that you could blow that poop all the way up to the back. So it wouldn't kind of front load right there, because I've seen poop get blown all the way to the neck. I don't know how that's even possible.
Okay.
But that way you create the pressure necessary to fill that cavity in the spacesuit with poop. And so you have to make sure they have explosive diarrhea.
I think here's the problem. I think that the $30,000 prize is too low. I feel like that we don't have our best minds working on this.
No,
I
we
feel
do. Like, so you, no, what are you saying about me and Danny?
It does not sound like we do.
Well, NASA is strapped for cash, right? They're not getting the same funding that they were getting in the 60s. So
Yeah.
That's the best they can do. They're going to give you $30,000 this year. Next year, it's going to be some coupons to like Hardee's.
Yeah. I almost feel like the $100,000 to stay in bed for 60 days was a better offer.
Yeah, that was a better offer. I don't know. They want someone to come up with a system inside a spacesuit that will collect human waste for up to 144 hours and route it away from the body without the use of hands.
What about training some small rodents to
eat it,
slave away in the butt mine?
Poop worms. You know how like they have those composition toilets with the worms in there that turn the worms when they eat feces and then they poop it out? It just is like dirt. Right.
Yeah.
Worms, mice, small, maybe squirrels. We know Tyson's partial to squirrels, so we get some squirrels in there laboring away with.
Yeah.
Tiny
what
little
rodent
pickaxes
would you want in your spacesuit, Tyson?
Oh, geez, dude. What rodent would I want in my spacesuit? Okay, squirrel would be too wild. You couldn't have a squirrel. You'd have to go smaller than that. You'd probably need like a hamster or a gerbil.
Well, yeah, gerbils tend to be the favorite when you're talking about this type of activity. So get some gerbils, get them in that spacesuit.
You're thinking like a gerbil plug to just plug you up for 6 days.
Yeah, or like I said, he could also help in disposal. Give him a little like pickaxe, a shovel, and when it's coming out slowly, he's just chipping away at it by fragment.
I think this is mostly NASA's trying to solve this problem for... because it would be embarrassing if they're like, so all the astronauts died up there, and they're like, yeah, well, what happened? Well, they all had to shit their pants a bunch of times. That got bad, and then they were inhaling it, and they all died in like mouths.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably be the worst way to lose the astronauts, I would think.
Well, and the problem is that this is a problem they've had for 50 years.
Yes,
and they still haven't solved the pooping in space issue. I mean, those early astronauts, they were dealing with poorly wiped butts. They had pee issues where the bag would break and spill into their spacesuit. Their clothing was dissolving on them. I mean, it was not glorious.
You know why? You know why those astronauts were fine back then, though, is because if they had to go to the bathroom, they just took their astronaut suit off and went to the studio restrooms before they came back to film more.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if people have some more ideas about how to solve this problem, they
more ideas than what we already came up with.
I don't think anyone's going to top our ideas.
We'll see. They can go to the Hero X website and look for the Space Poop Challenge, is what it's called.
I have one more idea.
Yes.
An empty space suit, and you just like connect the butthole area to the face of the suit. It's just a suit laying down on the ground. The face connects to the butt, and then you just poo down into the suit.
Couldn't you just create like a potato gun? You know, like using the difference in pressure between the suit and outer space and just like shoot it out. And then the guy catches it because it, you know, it freezes.
Yeah.
And then he's like sends it on its way, you know, into orbit.
Okay. We'll see.
I'm excited to see the black hole that eventually becomes Poop Island from all the human feces that collects there from the gravity.
Okay. Let's talk about a holiday story. Christmas is only 5 days away. One of the biggest trends here of the holiday season in 2016, there is a particular Etsy store which is popularizing something called the Christmas Boob Sweater that was sent in to us by one of our listeners, Tracy. I won't give her last name for the sake of anonymity.
Did she ask to not have her last name?
She did not, but I'm going to give her that courtesy.
Looks like we found our present, our Instagram.
Our Instagram sponsorship.
Here we go.
Yes. The boob sweater on Etsy. For those of you guys listening to the podcast version of this, it is one of the traditional Christmas sweaters with a opening where a woman can decorate a breast with
a single breast.
Yeah, a single breast in a number of different ways with a either Rudolph nose or some sort of an ornament covering the nipple.
Yeah, so there's a hole cut out over where the one breast sits and the breast pops out and then you decorate it how you will. I'm upset that we did this story because I have been waiting for your two sweaters to come in, Andy and Rob.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like spoiler alert, you know?
Yes.
Well, you're welcome, guys. That's what I got you for Christmas.
Yes. This item is being sold as a sexy, ugly Christmas sweater, and it is selling for $49.99 on Etsy.
So I'm wondering if maybe our present should be the man version of this, which is a candy cane.
A candy cane. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, we should come up with something, and now we have our own Instagram version of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you wear it? I feel like, well, let me start with Tyson.
Would I wear the candy cane or the sweater?
Well, I guess, why don't we start with the sweater?
No, because I'm not in good enough shape.
Mm, yeah.
Also, the issue that I think we'd also have here is that if the boob, like boobs are all different, I think,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. They're like snowflakes.
Sure.
And so how can she, the woman who designed this, know where to cut the hole for the breast?
And some breasts might have more of a horse look rather than a reindeer or
yes,
camel.
Certainly.
Look. Or like a ski jump or a banana. There's a lot of different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not to assume that everybody has a reindeer boob is a bit presumptuous.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're marketing to only reindeer boobed
women, which that doesn't sound
right.
Or men.
I don't want to, say this product is only for women only, because there are men definitely with breasts that could wear these sweaters and look fantastic in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I learned that on Fight Club.
Yeah. According to this one particular Etsy store, they do say, please note that the chest hole size will vary based on the sweater I use. And the sweater is spot clean only.
Spot clean.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What does that mean? Does that mean you have to get like a hot rag to clean little spots?
Yep.
I don't know. Now, you don't necessarily, I guess, need to expose a bare breast. The owner of this Etsy store says if you want a more modest approach, you can wear a tank top underneath and apply the reindeer eyes and nose directly onto the tank top or even a cute bra. The possibilities are endless.
No, I think that ruins the entire thing. Like, you're going to wear a tank top under that, then why not just have a full sweater?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think that maybe you could wear some sort of a nude bodysuit, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're more modest.
Yeah, I guess so. And that would actually add some color so that you don't have the inconsistencies of human skin.
Mm-hmm. Which is disgusting.
Like the whole reason people wear foundation and stuff like that.
Yeah. Also, Tyson, this is of note for mothers who are breastfeeding. This sweater is not intended for breastfeeding since the eyes are a choking hazard for the baby.
Well,
unless you made the eyes out of candy.
I guess you could make eyes out of candy.
So are eyes out of candy good for babies under 6 months old?
Babies should have candy as soon as they're born.
Yeah, we should definitely introduce them to candy immediately. Yeah.
Yes. We gave our kid Dr. Pepper within hours after birth.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Well, it's doctor approved.
Yeah, I feel like you could modify it so that it would actually... Oh, my God, dude. Here's our Instagram idea.
Yeah.
A sweater with a flap, like a butt flap over it, that you lift up for breastfeeding, the breastfeeding sweater.
Okay.
So you could do like, it looks like a pocket on the over the breast, and you could even do two pockets over each breast.
Could we make it somehow, you know, Bluetooth operated? So like you get on your phone and you push a button, it's like,
like the garage door.
Then it
little
plays
miniature garage door motor. I think.
Yeah.
Do you need that? Why can't you just have just like a regular sweater that opens in the middle?
Because Bluetooth.
Okay. Well, are you in or out of this idea, Rob? Are you going to get one of these for Nicole?
I do feel like it's a little counterintuitive. The idea of the sweater is to keep you warm, but then the idea of a big hole in the middle where a boob comes out, I feel like it would be, chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is true.
Yeah.
But in that L.A. weather, you know, it's probably not bad.
Right. Miley Cyrus would wear this.
Miley Ray Cyrus. Yeah.
I'm using her proper name. Yes. Miley Ray Cyrus. Yeah,
how you mean Miley Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I dropped the Ray. Montana.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see if people, I don't know if this is a publicity stunt. Is this actual craptual, Danny?
Well, again, it's one of those things that lives in the space between real and fake.
It's
probably
real.
Something someone put together, but it's fake in that it's just an attention grabbing scheme.
Mm. Yeah. It's clickbait, okay. But it's like a real product. Like you can get your hands on one of these sweaters, but how many have sold? Only enough joke gifts.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like, so it's in that gray area of reality.
Mission accomplished.
They did it.
Yeah. Well
they made the news.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know if you spot anybody wearing one of these Etsy sweaters. We would definitely like to hear if we see them out in the wild. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another story about switching over to a man in a skimpy outfit. A South African swimmer this week was almost denied getting on his flight out of Malawi because he was wearing nothing but a flag-printed Speedo and flip-flops.
Yeah, I'm looking at this guy. I'm looking at this guy, and it's generous to call him a swimmer. He probably knows how to swim, but I wouldn't say that he's like that. That's his passion, and that's what he does all the time. He's got a body like me, and I swam laps. Last time I swam laps was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. He's also making a face in this picture like he knows he's doing something he's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
It's like the guy who tried to board the flight with that gigantic teddy bear. It's all just a stunt to see if it can be done.
Yeah.
And the woman who, remember when they first came out with those body scanners and people were showing up in their underwear and because they were like, well, you're seeing us naked anyway, so here we are naked. Like, that's all been done. This is old. I guess if trends move from California all the way west, then they're maybe just barely getting this, like, board the plane naked trend.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
You know, I wouldn't sit next to this guy for the same reason I don't play basketball. Just the thought of rubbing up against any of his body parts exposed like that is just revolting to me.
He didn't get on the plane.
I know. That's why I'm glad. I'm saying they've done their job because I personally don't want to sit next to this guy and by chance brush my arm up against his exposed nipple.
Yeah.
Ooh. So you think he should have the reindeer sweater on?
Well, that wouldn't solve the problem. Maybe get in some pasties.
The reindeer sweater would too, because you got the nose over the nipple, and you got the other part of the sweater covering his entire body.
Not his entire body. His lower legs, legs. I mean, have you ever seen that Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Wear shorts on a plane.
Yeah, the man who wears shorts on the plane. That's the strongest argument against this person right there.
Yeah. Danny, so would the woman in the ugly Christmas sweater be allowed to get on the plane?
Oh, no way.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't see her getting on the plane.
Shut it down.
I think she would.
Down.
No.
Why wouldn't she? Her nipples covered.
Come on.
It's not nudity.
How many people on that plane are going to complain? It's going to be way too much for the airline to ignore. So she is not going on the plane.
What if she had a baby with her?
Breastfeeding doesn't, you don't gain much sympathy doing the breastfeeding thing, because breastfeeding people are always being scrutinized in public. So that's not going to get her any points. She's not going on the plane.
Yeah, but I think she's that people are afraid to mess with the breastfeeders.
Yeah, maybe.
My wife's in a lot of Facebook groups where they're talking about, you know, all of the breastfeeding moms showing up.
Yeah, well, those groups exist because breastfeeders are under a lot of pressure out in society when they're popping their boobs out and feeding the babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they should or should not let this guy on the plane, Tyson.
Not like that, they shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, should they provide him with a robe?
No. What they told him to do was buy his own clothes. It's not up to them to make sure that people are decent before they board the plane. It's up to the person that's boarding the plane. Like, we live in a society here, man. And the reason Speedos are the butt of a lot of jokes is because, they're uncomfortable to be around.
Mm-hmm.
They serve a purpose, and I have worn and continue to wear many a Speedo, but I also understand that there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all the time.
This guy is like the boob sweater. It's just an attention getting grab.
He's an attention getter. So according to his testimony, he says that he went to a charity swim and he forgot to bring a change of clothes. But he does seem to have luggage.
And what's in his luggage?
He has two suitcases.
Speedos? I don't know. Maybe did he check the bags and then he forgot to get other clothes?
No.
Whatever he did, it's all...
He looks like a goof.
Yeah. He looks like a goof. So then he says that that he was forced to try to raise more money for charity, where people were pledging money to get him to attempt to board the flight mostly naked.
Mm.
So I'm not sure. Who was paying money to charity to get him to board the flight like this?
I don't know. Not a charity worth donating money to.
Yes. Which is it? Did he forget his clothes, or were people paying him money to a charity to get him to board the plane in a Speedo?
Was he the object of this charity?
Yeah, he was.
It's the equivalent of putting one of those jars on the counter at a gas station with your own face on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guy needs money for reasons you don't need to know about.
Yeah. And where's his photo ID? Does he have one?
Well, they don't even talk about that.
No. Okay. So he was stopped by the police, because he had no official papers for the sponsorship, he was told to put some shorts and a t-shirt on, according to this article from theladbible.com.
Sounds like a reliable source. I did double check it, though. It was other places that were only slightly more reliable.
All right. Tyson, would you ever consider boarding a plane in just the Speedo?
I suppose if the price was right, but that's if the price is right, or if we could rewind to my 2008 body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the only two options we have. So,
if only you could go back to your 2008 body, dude, you could have won state, Tyson.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about another new trend, which potentially could change the way people get married. This is one of our listeners, Karen Mack, sent us a story about a couple in Canada who was married this week and created a new way of solving the whose last name, or should does the woman need to take the man's last name? What they did was they created a mashup. So Christine Gick and Jason Wagner became the Wickners.
Wouldn't work with me. It would have to be one or the other, because her last name's Dixon, mine's Bryson.
Mm-hmm. So you could change it to Bryson.
Bryce Dick.
Yeah.
Dick Bryce. Actually, I'm totally wrong. You could do it. You could do Bryce Dick.
Or you could do Dyson.
Dyson just would be Dixon, though. But if you split Dryson. It down the middle.
Dryson. Like, yeah. If you split it down the middle, I think you should do...
Brydick. Let's do Brydick. Danny Brydick.
Brydick. Yeah. Pronounce it Brydick.
Yeah, that sounds almost cool.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's Brydick.
But the problem there is you're making up a whole other word. It's not a portmanteau type situation where that Gick and Wagner does not equal Wickner.
No, they changed that weird. That's not a full thing. Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah, they're not even splitting it down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wagnick.
You don't like Gagner?
No, I like Wagnick.
Wagnick.
Why not just change it to cheeseburger?
Yeah, at that point, right? Yeah. What's it? Wickner is terrible.
It doesn't, it kind of has some of the same letters, but seriously, why not just change it to cheeseburger or, you know, large fries?
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming up with Wickner, it's not even, smushing the two words together. I mean, you might as well just go completely off the board at that point.
It is a good compromise, though. I can see the sense behind this.
Wickner?
Well, just...
No, I don't like the compromise.
I can appreciate it. Not going to do it myself, but...
Yeah, here's my thing. I have, like, a pride for my family name.
Right.
And, like, and I'm assuming the woman does, too. Like, when Rachel and I got married, she was like, should I change my last name or not? And I was like, you do what you want to do because I like my last name and I would want to keep it, so I can understand if you would want to keep your last name as your last name, and I have no problems with that. And she ultimately changed her last name, but she kept her maiden name as part of her name as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so what my wife did too.
I don't know. I feel like they both just kind of gave the middle finger to their family heritage.
Yeah, I agree. And, they came up with this name. And who are the Wickners? And are their kids going to come up with, they're going to all have their own names?
Yeah, their kids are all going to have to combine their first name with the Wickner name to come up with a single name.
I'm just going to put this out there, but what if their heritage isn't so great? Like, one side was like a bunch of whiskey smuggling, wife abusers. And okay. The other ones were like...
Whiskey smuggling, and you were like, that's actually kind of cool, so now I got to make it bad.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't want to take pride in their heritage. Need to start afresh. We need to get something going that isn't corrupted or tainted.
So they needed a fresh start, the Wickners.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see it in that way. Like, and neither one has a rich family history.
Yeah. Or a rich family. Because if you have a rich family, you definitely got to keep that last name.
Then you keep the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if both of your dads were serial killers, you're like, we should probably change our last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Tyson, do you think this is going to catch on?
No, not especially.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kanye and Kim had kind of done it, so it was like...
Kimye, that's already done.
Kimye, but that's not their... about West and Kardashian combined into one?
Or Brangelina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's just their couple name.
I know, but it's there. It's just right there on the cusp. I mean, it's only a couple more generations until that actually starts becoming their last names.
Or their real names. So or both their first of them names. Are named Brangelina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see it. We'll see. If there are more stories like this coming in 2017, we will be sure to follow them. Let's talk about a story out of Florida sent to us by Ashley about a woman in Florida who has been selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist for people to use on their own. The woman claims she doesn't care what people use them for. I believe in the Craigslist ad, she says you could use them for pranks and for blackmailing the CEO of Apple who you're having an affair with. Danny, you think a lot of people out there having an affair with Tim Cook?
Well, first of all, Tim Cook is gay, so this will not be applying to Tim Cook.
But imagine somebody went out there to try it, like, Tim Cook, how could you?
Yeah, it's not going to work. So
is Tim Cook married? Could somebody try to blackmail Tim Cook to his husband?
I guess you're right. Blackmail, you can still kind of blackmail.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, that, whatever. Tim Cook is cheating on you with me. He's gotten me pregnant.
Are we going to get sued by Apple for this whole bit?
Oh, I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, because I don't have the cash for that.
Yeah.
I think this woman is genius. It's so smart. Because you could do anything. You could be like get in an argument and then be like, why are you acting this way? Because I'm pregnant. That's why. And then you feel horrible about it. Like you could do that.
It only works, though, for a little while.
No, you could get the pregnancy parking at the supermarkets that do that now for expecting mothers. You know, there's the parking up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you could use it for.
So I watched a news report. Did you guys watch the video from this WFTV9?
No.
Okay. So they did like a investigative journalism report where they met up with this woman and then they purchased one of her pregnancy tests. And I think that they like went and they like you bring her the pregnancy test and then she goes in the bathroom and pees on it and then gives it back to you pregnant.
Oh, really?
So
why doesn't
she doesn't have like a stockpile of positive pregnancy tests?
No, she
like,
should. That's
yeah,
what
it's
she
like you go
do.
Meet her at CVS and then she pees on the stick and then gives it to you.
You know what we should do? You can buy sperm at a Starbucks bathroom, a pregnancy test at some bathroom. We should put together the Sky Mall of weird stuff you can buy.
Yeah.
You know, like the Hemlicker Schlemmer of like weird stuff.
Yes.
I thought Hemlicker Schlemmer was already the Hemlicker Schlemmer of weird stuff.
Well, no. But I mean, like I said, sperm from this guy in New York who's selling it from the bathroom, this woman with the birth control. I'm sure after a year of doing this, we could round up a whole catalog of things you can buy that are very strange.
Logistically, she's not really streamlining her revenue.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yes.
Yeah. Because what you could do is you could have the, even if you don't, because I can see what she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to buy a bunch of these and hope that she's selling them because then you have to invest.
Yeah, she doesn't want the overhead.
But all you got to do is take payment in advance and ship it out. So it's like you don't go buy these things until you get payment. So just be like, we're a week out right now. It's $100 for a positive test. And
I think it's only $30.
Why does she just pee into mason jars and then she'll always have that pee on hand? Just dip the stick in.
You need to have somebody who's good with mason jars, I think.
Yeah. Mm. You got to have.
So now you have to have another employee.
Yes.
Who can hold the mason jar.
So.
Why don't you just sell the pregnant urine? Like a little syringe of it. Prepackaged syringe, and then you can do your own.
I don't think she wants to really handle the urine. I think she's just like, I have to pee anyway, is what she told the news reporters. And she
may
said, if people want to give me a pregnancy test to pee on, she's happy to do it. And she doesn't really care what people are doing with the pregnancy test.
Yeah. And she has she doesn't have a bathroom at home, so she has to go to CVS anyways to pee.
Yeah.
So she may as well kill two birds with one stone.
I just don't know why can't a woman just if they really want to trap somebody, I mean, just buy the pregnancy test and just draw the line on it. Why does it need to actually be urinated on?
Mm. Yeah, maybe we should offer this woman our business acumen and get her, like Tyson said, streamlined, set her up, because it seems like she's wasting this opportunity. It's only going to be around for 9 months. That window eventually will shut. She needs to think into the, think about the future.
Yeah,
she's not really doing that.
Well, she just needs to get pregnant again.
Wow.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to if she would just collect, pee into a bucket.
Yeah. I mean, how good of a part-time job is this? I mean, if she's selling pregnancy tests for $30 a pop, how many could she possibly sell in a day? Could she sell 10 in a day? How many people are looking for forged pregnancy tests in a day on Craigslist?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the demand is for fake pregnancy tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More research needs to be done. The first thing I would do, I'd ask her for some money to get that research, maybe send out some calls.
Here's what she says in the post. Do not contact me if you're going to be cheap and difficult. Contact me by text and you will get an immediate response.
Cheap and difficult. That's just about every customer.
Yes. Okay. She says, I travel to the majority of my regular clients, so I'm very flexible with meeting places. How many people regularly need positive pregnancy tests?
You know what? This is a great opportunity for subscription-based service.
Yes. Like a pregnancy test box that you get every month.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Shave Club. Yeah, with pregnancy tests.
So you get like a pair of little baby shoes, a positive baby test thingy.
Yeah,
bunch of stuff.
Yes, because
Then you can make it look like you're actually expecting a baby, which I don't know.
But if you need one every month, why can't you just use the same one?
It feels wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Because maybe they get like dried up and old and weird.
The guy who knows.
Or the women.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy likes it. He touched the test. He's like, it's got to feel warm. Like you just peed
and
on
moist.
It.
Moist.
Yes. Yeah. I just peed on this. Hey, I'm pregnant. What are we going to do? Right.
Yeah.
According to this article, they say some women advertise it to simply play a prank and others get it as a way to get a guy to pop the question. Boy, that's pretty morbid to say, hey, I'm pregnant. You better marry me. And then it's like, okay, well, where's the baby?
Oh, about that. Yeah. Nothing strengthens a relationship more than a surprise marriage. If MTV's taught us anything,
right,
is that the best way to solidify a relationship is an unwanted child.
Right, right. I think then maybe at that point where you say, hey, I'm pregnant, and then you get the guy to propose to you, then I think then you sort of say, like, well, I guess since I'm already pregnant, I guess we don't have to practice safe sex anymore.
Oh, now I'm really pregnant.
Oh. Right. And then you have to really get pregnant.
That took 12 months. I swear it's like 9.
She's
like,
a baby's going to be like 60 pounds.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see if there's any other stories out there about women. This becomes a big business now, the fake pregnant or the real pregnancy.
Huge test. Business.
Yes.
So you think we should start this on our own as a privately owned company and then go public with it in how many years, do you think, once it reaches a billion?
Well, I don't know. Danny, could this be our product for Instagram?
Yeah, I like this. The fake pregnancy test.
The prank pregnancy test.
Yep. Yep. This is our product. Yeah. They're a dime a dozen when it comes to going through the internet for ideas.
Mm-hmm. I think so. All right. Let's talk about a story which has at least a happy ending. A police officer in New York broke into a car this week in response from a concerned citizen claiming an old woman in the car has frozen to death. Fortunately, it turned out to be a CPR mannequin seat belted in with an oxygen mask on.
You know why they have to create this mannequin?
Why?
Because it's okay if you give CPR to the young, attractive looking mannequin. That's easy. You know, right. That's not really training, but you really need to train people to get down mouth to mouth on an old, gross person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably like sprinkle some kind of like overdo it with the perfume, mm-hmm. maybe the smell of mothballs, because that's the training you need. You don't need to train to get mouth to mouth to the handsome or pretty young mannequin. It's the old ones. So, I appreciate
crusty,
that this mannequin's out
crusty,
there.
Crusty, like, dry skin lips and all that shit, dude, going on. Oh, the corner foam?
The corner foam.
Mouth corner foam?
Yes. And then have her holding a picture of her grandson. So when she comes to, she asks you if you've seen her grandson and isn't he beautiful and he's on the honor roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you're puking.
Yeah.
I think the what they didn't tell us is how this story ended, which is the cop probably being like, sorry, I broke your window. See you later. And they're like, but don't you guys? No, we don't. We were trying to do, you know.
We were trying to help. Right.
Yeah, we were trying to help. So you're just out $300 because we did that for
What's
you.
What's funny is that if there's a dog trapped in a hot or cold car, bystanders are smashing windows to get it out. But if there's an old lady trapped in a car, they're like, let someone else
deal with
it.
Was her time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
touch
that.
Let's call the police and wait 30 minutes.
Oh, which is cold outside. No,
which is more awkward, when your neighbors see a old frozen lady in your car or when people see you attempting to bring your old lady sex doll into the house?
And that's a good point. How do we? He probably said it was for CPR, but nobody really knows what the guy or girl was doing with this old lady mannequin.
There's all types of fetishes.
Yeah. His happens to be old ladies who are on oxygen.
Old ladies on oxygen that have lost all mobility.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, they should look into this guy or girl. I don't really know.
Yeah, definitely. You're definitely going to want to wiretap this bro's house, follow him as often as you can. I mean, I guess if it's just with this mannequin, then it's okay. But, well, okay. It's what you do in the privacy of your own home, as long as you're not hurting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, there's something like that.
Yeah.
According to the police chief of Hudson, New York, Edward Moore, what he said was, just to clear the record, citizens of Hudson should be put on notice. If you park your locked vehicle on the street on a sub-zero night with a life-size realistic mannequin seated in it, we will break your window. I commend everyone who responded with the intentions to help an elderly woman.
There we go. See, that's his way of saying, F you guys, we're not paying for the window smashed.
I guarantee you the police looked in there and knew it was fake, but they just wanted to smash the window anyway.
We haven't smashed a window. I'm a rookie. I never got to smash a window. Well, here's your chance, buddy. Smash away. Here's what I think. Now in Hudson, what they're going to do is the old lady murderer, this was a setup. Now he's going to just put a sign that's like, I am a mannequin on the dead bodies in his car.
Yeah, don't break that window. That's a mannequin.
Yeah, just put post-it notes on her face. And now it's just like old ladies are going to start disappearing from Hudson, New York. Get out of Hudson, New York, old ladies.
Who are on respirators.
Yeah. Who are on respirators.
How are they going to get out? They'll be waiting in cars to try to get out of Hudson, New York.
That's fine. As long as they are not in the car with the old lady respirator murderer.
Yeah.
God, that's so catchy.
All right. One other story to talk about this week before we get to Danny's bolt hole. A lot of people sent us in this story about women who were working in a adult novelty store, a.k.a. a adult
sex
bookstore.
Shop.
Yes. And a robber came in and held them up at gunpoint. The women were able to fend off the potential would-be robber by pelting him with a number of assorted sex toys from the store, and the entire incident was captured on video.
This would work for me. If you threw one of those at me, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you had a loaded gun and somebody threw a dong, a fake dong, at your face, you'd be like, you've defeated me.
Mm-hmm. It would be that easy.
So you think this guy was like, I don't want people to see how many dongs I took to the face. Get out of here.
Yeah, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then why go and rob the sex store if this guy is so easily offended?
Yeah, I feel if you're going to rob a sex store, part of you is wanting dongs to the face anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
He's a closet, he's a closet dong lover.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he doesn't even have to be in the closet, but it's just like, you know, those fake dongs. There's some appeal to those fake
How much
dongs.
Money? There, I like. Someone made a good point. I don't know which of you it was, but
probably
why
me.
Rob this place? Out of all the places you could go rob, why this one?
Well, because this place needs robbing too.
Yeah.
Are they getting so much business that they're just flush with cash?
They could. I mean, you never know the hot tip that he got on the inside right before he got out of prison.
Whoa.
That's just like, hey, I know this place. It's a sex store.
Just the tip.
And they carry $8,000 cash in the register all the time.
Well, the best part of this story is the surveillance camera footage, which you can watch, where the guy is holding the gun, and then they're just the women behind the counter are just like throwing things at him like some sort of video game.
You know what? Yeah. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense. I guarantee you these types of stores tend to be cash only. I mean, what guy's writing out a check or using his credit card to buy
the
giant rubber phallus?
Yeah.
Maybe it does have a lot of cash.
So at first you were against robbing a sex store, and now you are 100% pro robbing.
Now I'm thinking
stores.
It might be the best place to rob because all the witnesses aren't going to be like, yeah, I was there, because their wife is like, you never buy that stuff for me. Where is it going? And they've got a ton of cash.
All right. So should these different sex stores come up with some sort of like a net, which holds all sorts of they put all of the toys up there right above like where the guy would stand with the gun, and then they pull on the net and then they all fall and hit the guy on the head?
No, I think like a potato cannon, but with dongs instead of potatoes. Spray the hairspray in there. Twist the little actuator. Whoop. Dong to the face, dude. Ah, it accidentally got in my mouth and I liked it a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I mean, these women are very brave. I mean, the guy has a gun. He never shoots. They just keep throwing stuff at him.
People who fight guys with guns, not me. What do you want? This isn't my store. Take as many phalluses as you want. Here, you can have all these edible panties. Just take it all. I don't care.
Here's the problem now. Is now that dude is addicted to dongs to the face, and it's just like, now he can't get enough, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, he's in jail, so he's going to get enough.
It was good training. Did they get the guy?
Well, they have video of him.
They have video, but like he's wearing, I mean, you don't see his face.
Yeah, because it's just getting pelted with dongs.
Yes, he's wearing
Plus
a hood.
They can't show it on the news. This is another great reason to rob that store. They can't show it on the news because there's so much blurring that you can't even see the guy's face.
Yeah. They never give you the person's name. I feel like this guy got away. They said that he's a masked intruder. The name of the store was called Lotions and Lace. And the woman whose name they use in quotes, Amy, apparently that's not her real name.
Okay. See, she's even embarrassed. Is this a witness or a worker? Because they seem to be embarrassed to be.
Well, I think that the women that in this that were held up, they talk about that they thought it was a joke. They thought it was a fake gun. So maybe that's part of the reason why they're like, get out of here. Come on. Stop it. Stop trying to rob us.
They thought it was a fake gun, so they threw a bunch of fake love guns.
Yeah. So the police have put out an all-points bulletin looking for a 6-foot white male with multiple penis-shaped bruises on his face. Is that the APB?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So Amy says, I think he was a coward coming in and trying to get over on two females and not realizing that we're pretty feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So according to this article, the San Bernardino police did use this opportunity to remind the public it's inadvisable to confront robbers, particularly ones that are armed.
Yeah.
Mm.
You'd think that would just be common sense.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not.
It's not. Okay. Yeah. All right. Danny, what do you got in the bolt hole?
Ooh, I've got some good stuff in the bolt hole today.
Of course.
Let's hear the song.
Should I do a Chad Kroeger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning and what did I see? The bolt hole staring back at me. I wondered to myself, how could this be? Bolt hole.
Well done.
Yeah, that was easy.
Oh, all my right. God, dude. You're a natural, but also, I mean, the song kind of writes itself.
It really does. I wasn't even thinking. I was actually reading this article while I sang that. Yeah, it came so naturally. Guys, there's a story that we often talk about. It's people trying to get certain pictures on their licenses, right?
Mm-hmm. Like the spaghetti strainer.
The spaghetti. I wish. Is there any way I can share this with you guys? Because the picture is just worth more than 1,000 words.
Which
really?
One is it?
You finally found a picture worth more than 1,000 words.
Yeah. So pagan priest wins right to wear goat horns in license photo.
Yeah. You could see this if you go to our Facebook group, Group AF.
Yeah.
I saw this earlier there.
Yeah. And by the way, the Group AF, it's hard to get on top of the Group AF. Everyone out there is doing our job times 10.
Yes.
So the bolt hole is shrinking.
No, that's good.
It's
That's
a super
good.
Tight bolt hole now. It's shrinking because everyone's out there and they're just getting at these stories. And so I don't even have to do this anymore. I could just go on to Facebook. But go on to Facebook and look at this guy. The best part is the picture of him with his goat horns and his like goat. What is it called when you're half goat, half man? Rob, you should know this.
Not a centaur, right?
No. It's not a minotaur,
mm-hmm.
but it's something tar. He's a tar.
A guitar.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of good pictures, and you wouldn't think this was possible, but he actually got the horns in his picture.
Yeah.
So Tyson, what are you going to get on your head for your next picture?
Do I want something on my head? I was just thinking of dressing as a Mormon missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not really that. No one would know. Would just have the tie and the collar. No one would really know
the name tag.
About you. Yeah, but that doesn't show up because it's from the neck up.
Okay, so something on my head.
Yeah.
Not a cowboy hat. What about the Crystal Pepsi
beer
hat, dude?
Perfect, dude. I think that is exactly what you should do.
I'm going to need more Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, he says he needs the horns on because they help him do something or other. And they're an integral part of who he is as a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to come up with something like that for your Pepsi helmet.
Why not?
Yeah. So, okay, that's the first one. Now, the second one came out today, the second story from the bolt hole. And Rob, this one's for you because an expert. Oh, by the way, someone in the Facebook had an article similar to this. I think this is the same kind of area. But the first robot-human marriage will take place before 2050.
Before 2050, that seems far down in the future.
Wait, where did you find this? In the Bible?
No. Well, the online Bible called DailyMail.com, which, by the way, is the most reputable source of news ever.
Daily, M-A-L-E?
Yeah. And they say that before 2050, as droids become more attractive than humans.
Yeah.
That's now, not going to Wait, we already have the Scarlett Johansson robot. Are you saying that it's going to be even more attractive than that?
Dude, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but yes, the Johansson 2045 model It's just going to be unbelievable.
Bonerlicious. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my question is, with these robots, why would you marry a human if you could marry a robot that you can just turn off?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I think there are some, and off the top of my head, I'm having a hard time, but I bet there are some positives to having actual human interaction.
Yeah.
Yes. Can go ahead and name some. I'd like to hear the arguments for the humans. Nothing, Tyson?
I'm thinking.
Well, I was going to ask, why do you need to marry the robot? I mean, is the robot going to leave you for somebody else?
Well, let's say the robot becomes famous.
Yeah,
and it's
I guess so.
I want half of that. Yeah.
I guess or so.
If it's the breadwinner and you're in California, you're going to want 50%. You know, once
I just don't know why does the robot need to get married?
Why
is the robot beholden to our customs of marriage?
Why are we beholden to our customs of marriage?
that's a better question.
How awkward is Christmas dinner 2051 going to be when dad brings his robot bride to Christmas dinner?
Yes. And your mom's there, but they're awkward. And he's just like,
and all the kids are there.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, this is my new bride. This is this is the Johansson bot.
Yeah, Johansson bot 732.
You will respect her, children.
Yes.
She's Johansson the love of bot, my life. First generation.
Now, is it possible that some of these robots are going to be buying up these pregnancy tests so that they can trap
lock
people.
Those dudes into marriage?
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm pregnant. Like, I didn't even think that was possible. Like, well, how do you explain this pregnancy test?
Yeah, well, we better get married. And why are we so presumptuous to assume that it's going to be all the men marrying the female robots? Maybe the women are going to be marrying the male robots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It'll go both ways. I mean, how hard will that be when your wife's like, I'm leaving you, and who is it? Is it so-and-so? And she's like, no, it's the Bill Murray bot.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray bot.
1970 Bill Murray.
1970 Bill Murray. Ghostbuster Bill Murray bot. And you're like, him?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah. And you can't fight him because he's metal. So yeah. It's just like, okay. And that's going to be a real shameful day. But then I think eventually the robots are going to cut the humans out altogether and just marry each other.
Yeah. Tyson, will I be able to get a 1973 Yul Brynner bot?
The Yul Brynner bot I saw got melted up in flames.
Yeah.
Who was it? It's who made Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Yeah. So he's been buying up the rights to dead celebrities, right? And I'm wondering if he's going to pour all of that into the sex robots of the future.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's one of the things you can do if you buy up the rights of people after they're deceased.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I saw two different stories. One is in the Facebook group that says the rise of sex robots will make people appreciate the real thing more. And then also I saw a second story which said that once the sex robots are here, then it's all over. No person is ever having sex with another person after that. And that's going to be the end of the species.
Yeah.
Demolition Man. It's the classic Demolition Man scenario where Sandra Bullock. So Demolition Man, who is Sylvester Stallone, gets frozen in time, comes back. They need him to save the planet. He comes back. Sandra Bullock falls in love with him, and she's like, let's do this. And they put on VR headsets, and he's like, no, let me introduce you to the real thing. And she's like, ew, gross. It's got like, there's like liquids and germs and
right. Everybody's contact. Like Danny in the future.
Yeah, but then she ended up loving
terrible
it.
Future.
She ended up loving it after he taught her about it, the ways of the past.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
I feel like what we got to do is we got to freeze Sylvester Stallone right now. So when the time comes when the robots are like our main sex go-to, we can unfreeze Sly and he can come back and teach some ladies the joys of actual human sexual
love making.
Contact. Yeah,
love making. You got to call it love making if you want to entice people.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think people are out. I think robots are in. People are out. We had a good run, but you just can't compete with a robot that can do an alcoholic purge and clean everything instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that. All right. Well done once again.
We got a tweet of the week, and we've got some reviews.
Okay, go for it.
I love those.
Tweet of the week. This is half Survivor, half News AF related. So I tweeted, people saying Survivor's still a thing is still a thing. Very popular tweet.
Yeah, good one.
Jason Brennan responded to me, and he's at Jason M. Brennan. And he said, same people have never spent quality time on a couch in the woods. They live in a bubble. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. which goes back to our outdoor sex couch.
Outdoor sex couch from last week. Sure.
And then here's our review of the week, which you can go to by going to newsaf.news.
You nailed it.
Yep. And the more reviews we get, the better. We just want good, honest reviews. Right, Rob?
Honest reviews. That's all we want for Christmas this year.
Honesty is the best policy.
At newsaf.news. Yes.
Yeah. If you enjoy the podcast, one of the best things you can do for us is leave a review.
Okay.
Is that right, Rob?
That's one of the best things. I mean, the other best thing you could do is, you know, tell everyone in your at your job and all of your network of friends. That would be
at Christmas dinner when people are talking politics, just break that up by saying, guys, let's talk about News AF.
Right. You know where I get my news from.
I think it's something everyone can agree on, the Republicans, the Democrats at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. Why don't you be the peacemaker by suggesting News AF?
That's right. That's right. And then I guess the second best thing you could do is leave us an iTunes review.
Well, I thought if you had the more reviews you get, the more opportunities you have to be featured.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like that, telling 500 people is probably better than just one review.
Oh, yeah. So here's what we're going to do. So if you tell 500 people and then those 500 each tell 500 people and those people under them each tell 500 of their friends, we're going to be in the billions pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Here's our... Yeah, here's our review by Mothership. News AF, .. .. 5 stars. Great job, guys, !! That's it. Simple, clean, neat. We get
Boom.
It. We Doesn't feel
have to
good.
Be an essay.
We're happy to do the podcast again next week because this has lifted and boosted our spirits and given us the motivation to keep pleasing you guys.
Yeah, last News AF of the year, and we may have some best of clips for next week.
Oh. Wait, we're not doing News AF next week?
No, we are.
No, it's the last of the year next week.
Yes.
What
oh, next
yes.
week,
no,
not
I have,
today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, yeah. Next week, we have another show coming.
Oh, yeah. Every week.
Yes.
Rob, can you believe, and Danny, can you believe that we've never missed a week?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Throughout all of our, ups and downs,
yeah.
This is the one constant.
I bumped into Danny's brother at brunch on Saturday. And Danny's brother said that he listens to the podcast and his friends listen to the podcast, and we do it for them.
Well, and if all my brothers just listen to the podcast, that's actually quite a few.
And if they each shared it with 500 of their friends, like it seems like they've been doing, then we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
First, they'll need to make 500 friends.
All right. Well, great stuff. Once again, a special thanks to News AF intern Lita. Does a fantastic job every week curating
Always.
All of the stories sent to us either by tips@newsaf.news or on our group on Facebook, which is Group AF. Thanks so much to Lita. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. You can follow Danny on Twitter. He is at Danny Bryce. And Danny, are you going to tweet in 2017?
If I have something important to say, which I won't. There couldn't be a less important person than myself. So
I'm making a promise to you guys.
Anything.
On New Year's Day, I will go exercising with Danny Bryson, and I will get him to tweet in the time that we are exercising. Bring your phone, Danny.
Wow.
It's on.
I always have my phone. Okay. All right. Let's see if Tyson can motivate me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And, of course, Tyson is on social media, at Tyson Apostle. Yes, special thanks to one of our listeners, Matt Rubio, who has been collecting best of News AF clips of the whole year and has sent me a bunch of them.
Am I in any of them, or is it mostly you and Danny?
Yes. So, Matt, then hopefully we will have some of those for you guys next week on our year-end podcast for News AF.
Should we do a prediction on what is the number one moment?
What is the number one moment? Do you have one off the top of your head?
Yep.
Yes. What is it?
I think it's Danny's first mention of the galactic salt mines.
Oh.
It definitely has staying power.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a countdown next week.
Okay. We will.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
We did it, guys.